Chapter 25. So long, Dumpsville. They waited for first light, and they ran all the way to the station. The grass smelled sweet and damp. The moon was still hanging on, not giving up on nighttime, even though pink was streaking through the stacked clouds in a sky so charged with dark, luminous blue, it seemed electric. They ran, laughing at nothing except the fact that they were running, flying down black-stop roads, past the dark windows, gulping down morning air. They swung onto the train with a few sleepy commuters. They paid for the tickets with the cash they'd pooled and crashed back against the seats, exhilarated at the sight of miles put between them and Polestar House. Izzy stared out the window wide-eyed. It's such a big world. I forgot. That's a good thing, Darius said. He leaned back against the seat. How much is a yacht? I think I'd like to buy a yacht for me and you. We'll sail away. Izzy leaned her head against him. In just minutes, she was asleep. You and Izzy? March asked. Girls aren't my thing, Marco. She's like my little sister, Darius said. He looked down at Izzy. She looks like she's 10 or something, but she's 13. Her parents didn't pay much attention to her. Hackers with gambling issues. They decide to take a trip to Atlantic City, and they lock her in the apartment while they're gone. They leave her with enough food for 2 days, and they're gone for 5. She was 4 years old. They took her away then. She saw them on supervised visits for a while. Then they stopped showing up. She hates small spaces. Wound up in a hospital once when a foster family locked her in a closet. That's why I watch out for her. My dad was in the Secret Service. She knows I can protect her. I've got it in my genes. Darius yawned. Gotta catch some winks. When I wake up, point me the way to Easy Street. Within seconds, Darius was snoring lightly. March watched town after town go by, a sense of dread beginning to build inside him. He'd been so cocky. They needed a place to sleep, a place to plan the heist. Between the three of them, they had only about $30. They needed more. Money for food, for better clothes, for equipment. They needed cell phones. Alfie had given him a direction, not a plan. They needed a warm-up con. He gripped the I Love New York keychain. What had Alfie left him? Could there be a place in New York somewhere? A place Alfie would call a bolt hole, somewhere already set up for a hideout, a small apartment in a boring neighborhood where no one would notice them. Alfie must have bought the key at Grand Central Terminal. There was a picture of the grand columned building on the other side of the I Love New York logo. He worried it between his thumb and index finger for anxiety. He felt something pop. He'd broken it. Sighing, March studied the cheap keychain. It hadn't taken much to break it. Not much at all. He worked his fingernail into the gap, and it split open. Inside was a small, folded piece of paper. He unwrapped it. Written in Alfie's handwriting was... Track 61.